Thank you very much, Charlie. Now, in this news segment, a Thorpe St. Andrew woman is recognised for her work supporting cancer research. Another sinkhole opens in the city, and we have a go-go hair story, which incidentally involves a lady very close to me at this moment, so I'd better read it. The theatrical nature of the latest go-go hair meant that it was only fitting that he was revealed during a special performance at one of Norwich's theatres. Hair Le Quin, who was designed by artist and Chatterbox reader Samantha Elmhurst and sponsored by Ashton's Legal, took centre stage at the Norwich Puppet Theatre during a colourful show created by Planet Theatre Productions. He'll be one of 50 hair sculptures in the Go-Go Hairs Trail being brought to Norwich by the children's charity Break and Wild in Art this summer. Inspired by the Harlequin character from the Italian comedy tradition of Commedia dell'arte, Hair Le Quin was introduced at the end of a fun-filled spectacle directed by Peter Beck, with audience member Sarah Robertson winning the chance to perform the all-important task of unveiling the new hair sculpture. The team at Ashton's Legal, which previously sponsored the sculpture Patch from the 2015 Go-Go Dragons Trail, are hoping the colourful and flamboyant hair will prove a hit with people of all ages on the new trail.
And it really was an amazing evening, you know. Right, so, a woman who raised more than £130,000 for cancer research has been recognised for her achievements in the community. Margaret Doggett was one of several people presented with civic and merit awards by Thorpe St Andrews Town Council. Over the past 25 years, she has raised thousands of pounds for research into the disease, and she also regularly attends the Thorpe Luncheon Club. Janet Fancy received a civic award for her long-standing involvement in the Girl Guiding movement. Malcolm Martins also received a civic award for his work with the Thorpe History Group. The town's police community support officer, Mike Seaman, received a merit award for outstanding work in the community, and he has been with Norfolk Constabulary since 2006. Former PCSOs Michael Olson and Sarah Lydon were also given merit awards.
A sinkhole has opened up on a road in an industrial area of Norwich. The hole has appeared in the middle of Spa Road, which is situated to the north of the city and has opened up near a row of businesses. A spokesperson for Norwich City Council said investigations are still going on into what's caused the sinkhole. Teams from Anglia Water have been to the site and have confirmed that the hole was not caused by its supplies. Further investigations are due to be carried out. The spokesperson added, "When we find out what's responsible for the hole, repairs will be carried out next week. The road remains open to traffic." Spa Road is home to a number of companies, including Blockbuster Drain Services, Funkies, and Break. Last month, a car fell into a sinkhole on Rouen Road in the city, and that was caused by a water pipe which had burst.